Blog Talk Radio.
What you're about to hear is a vital message, an urgent plea for you to basically, hey, wake up, live organically, right? You're listening to Community Organic OK. It's 7:30 on the dot, and I am co-host Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one, the only guy responsible for all this, Organic OK. I guess he's deciding to basically, I got the ball for now. All right. Please, get involved with us, okay? Call it. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. Now, basically, what we're doing is making an urgent, desperate plea for you to help your community. Even if you're living in a nice neighborhood, you can always be doing something to help the community.
Yes, I have to apologize for a moment because I actually, just some personal things right there. But yeah, I'm here involved. This is Community Organic OK. And I want you to, community, I want you to dig in because it's a moment that you're dealing with right now. Those out there are dealing with a moment right now in their life. They're dealing with experience. It's nothing like getting wealth of experience that wake you up. And then at that moment, as you woke up, you're seeing the tragedy that happened. And that tragedy that you're dealing with, it turns you around, turns you upside down in your heart and your emotion, because each person deal with the tragedy different. In your time, you must remember this moment, because as you're feeling that moment, that is when you're dealing with something that you're living with in your life that have been taking you and pinning you through all these moments. And that's when pain in your life, that's when pain in your desires to be more important, to push through pain and show what your true meaning is. When pain is trying to distract you, opposition is trying to destroy you, people's past is trying to take away from the healing moments of your future. You must see this moment. You must find this appetite, the desire within you where others have been truly given to the moment of life. We must appreciate this as the world, as many people have to pull themselves together. As the strength inside desire of feeding you love, feeding you caring, is a moment that's going to bring you even more closer to hearing and listening. Listening to the moment where the things that are where about that's caring for you is never going to short you. It's never going to give you less than what his desire have been put on his path. And we have others that pass on through this life. There's going to be moments where you're going to hear a voice to show you that this life has never forgot about your desires. You're going to hear moments where things that you truly have embraced, because that's the desire that's carrying through you, the magic of the ability. Let me take a moment here to truly worry about your moment, the community moment. We must understand in all of what you care about, for those that understand that we are nurturing, we are clean. You have to clean up. You have to clean up the mess that people are trying to put in front of you to not allow you to have the peace that you invested in. That's you must take that time, take that moment. Some are feel in there as marinating. That pain is marinating through you. But as you take it out to be contribute to the world, the show of desires that truly have been invested in you, you want to show out and perform better than you ever think you could. And this is the moment that we won't forget.
I need one of those. We all need one of those, just a moment of spiritual nourishment, where basically you take a moment, for one moment, your soul is fertilized, it is fed, it is being nurtured, and it begins to flourish and flow, and before you know it, you feel like you can do anything. And that's the time you actually get out there and actually decide to do something. Because you basically, we need to give this to ourselves every day. Find a way to keep replenishing your soul every opportunity you get. Don't let
the community see the trash that you have not recycled. Recycle the happiness and the truth. So as time becomes a moment, you won't have all these labels of people around you that you don't know how to put the puzzle together. Take the moment all the good people you have had experience to enjoy. And as that puzzle came together to make your actual journey and the poignantness of your life become the reward of sharing this ability, as everyone come together and experience that moment, have experienced this moment for plenty of time, and as you can hear this moment, as reflecting and hearing the voices that's been carried out, and as you identify with that person, you feel something that's unique. Believe me, it is more in this life that will reward your soul from a therapeutic, entitled, I care moment. Now, talk to them, talk to them. Give them a little something so they can truly be connected with your moment.
Okay. Here's what I can tell all of you. You can have your moment. You can flourish yourself. You just need a moment. Take a moment right now. Stop the hassle of your busy, exhausted, overwhelming day. No matter what you can, take this moment. Look inside and feed that soul. Tell it, I'm here. We're here together. We're here for each other. And reach out. Embrace. That's what the real you. Not the you pretend to be because it's more socially acceptable. Not the you that everyone else feels like you need to be. Be that guy. Be that soul that you are. But, you know, here's the thing. We're often afraid people aren't going to like the you, the real you, so much that we basically hide it. We keep it camouflaged and whatever. We show layers of ourselves, shades of it, the shades of gray, but never the real deal. Take a moment to notice nobody else. Yourself. Find out who you are and embrace that person. Say, I love this soul. I love this. This is the real me. This is what I'm meant to be. It's what I have chosen. And all that jazz. Tell yourself that you can be what you want. That you can basically feed yourself. You can look in the mirror. Don't just focus on how you look. Look in your eyes. See yourself. Be yourself. Find a place, a time of day where you can just be you. You can basically feed that. The true you, your true self, it can be found. It can be embraced. It can be. Find a way. Now, this is the way. This show, we're about basically, you go around the community a little bit, and you're part of it. And you feel like even those closest personally don't know the real you. You kind of wish you'd be a little kid again, because you remember how you could just kind of be yourself just a little more often? And now in a society, you got to keep it all in, be professional, be expected. The real you is so lost in everything. It's not fair. You're paying bills. You're maintaining a home. You're taking responsibility. Why can't you truly be yourself? Why can't you be? You have that opportunity here, right now, on this show. Let your true self out for a second. What is underneath? What is that true soul that you've had to work so hard to bury? Please, be yourself. Be your true self. Be the you you were meant to be. Embrace yourself. And applaud.
You're getting into something, because where the ability to enjoy, the ability to push out there, where your love have found the true nature of your desires, where you woke up and seen so many magical moments that fulfill your life, and you can hear this moment. Some people are visually impaired. Some people have seen this magical ability reach an altitude in an actual smell that they can find rewarding and very familiar to caring at the appetite of someone's true connection. Waking up early to just be there early to care. Something that you know that you can identify with years to come. When we take in these moments in all different forms that we can truly identify with, we take on another level of life capacity of truly identifying. You know, talk dude. As you were saying.
As I was saying, you can love yourself. You don't have to be one of those arrogant people. People who are arrogant, they don't truly love themselves. They try to act as tough as possible. So they know that that will push them over. But it's not the same thing as self-love. Loving what
talk
you truly
him.
Are.
Come on now. Talk to them. They hear you.
Take a moment to ask what that is. Even when people who basically are doing art, I'm going to call it that, they still try to focus on technique, and they don't try to let enough of their own soul bleed through. They're afraid it might not come out right. They're afraid they might not like what they see. Now, do it yourself. You have to find a way to love what you are.
Can you give us something
to be.
With devastation? Dealing with devastation and being lost.
What? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Our announcer is telling us that we're almost out of time. Sadly, just we were getting somewhere.
But you have to make the best of what you got when you have it, right? So tell
You're
them
right.
a quick moment what they can use when they're going through devastation. Tell them real fast.
What they could use. All right, fine. We all have basically parts of ourselves that we're not happy with, that we feel that basically cripple us, make us unlovable, unequipped to a fit in human survival.
Give somebody a VIP real fast. Something urgent. They need something to direct. Come on, man. Get it real fast. This can be the argument.
Yeah, self-worth. You just reach inside and you take it. That's all that matters.
All right.
Take your self-worth.
Say your last word, sir.
I want to thank you for tuning in to Community Organic OK. Please, remember, you can pick all our shows on the web, all over, all right? Check us out. And our number, we're here at – call us during regular show hours. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you all out there in Radio Land. Thank you, and good night.